Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Shaq, welcome to the show that you co-host.
What up, y'all?
What up, Shaq? So let's get started. As always, I ask you a question at the top of the show. So here is your question. Your question is, when was the last time you were kind to a stranger?
Never. I'm never kind to strangers.
Why? Why? Why is that?
I don't mess with strangers because they'll take advantage of you.
How do you get to know anybody?
I don't.
Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
Six Unseemly Questions!
Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
What it do, baby?
What do it do? Indeedy doody do.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's how I roll. Anyway, welcome to the show. We have a great contestant today. Please put your hands together for Aaron Cheatham. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. We're very excited. And we've got a great studio audience. Please put your hands together for Christine Evans and Rachel Teichman. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hello, everybody. We're about to do this. All right, so Aaron, let me tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. What the show works like this. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show.
Let's do it. I need that $5.
All right. Well, your intention has been stated. Okay, it is time for question number one. Question number one. If you were the absolute ruler of Earth, would you be benevolent?
Yes.
Really? What leads you to believe that? And why only to some?
Well, not everybody deserves benevolency. Some people need to have thunder rain down on their foreheads. For those that take the knee, they'll get benevolency. Bend the knee. And you get it.
So if they bend the knee for you, you mean just worship at your feet, more or less, right?
Just, you know what? Fake it. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till I'm nice. Just give me a little bit of, you know, a little bit of that. Little brown nosing goes a long way when I'm ruler of the whole earth. Yeah, like, you know, somebody's got to polish these toes. And I don't mean with, like, nail polish. I'm talking about with some hot breath and get in there. Somebody, you know, make me feel like you don't want me to destroy your whole hometown.
Got it. I totally understand.
I'm an easy God to please.
All right. I'm going to say no bell. I'll tell you why. It is because that doesn't sound like benevolency.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know a lot of B words.
All right. Fair enough. But in this case, I'm going to say no bell for the first question. It is now time for question number two. But before we do that, will you tell people out there what you do?
Yeah, I am a stand-up comedian based out of Austin, Texas. And that's what I do. I do jokes and I do dad stuff around the house. That's it.
Nice.
Jokes and dad stuff around the house. How many kids you have?
I got two.
Are they nice?
They bend the knee. They know what's up. My Jordan stay polished.
It is time for question number two. Question number two. What was the last thing you hid?
The last thing that I hid?
Yes. Like for instance, the last thing that I hid was a couple of $100 when the cleaning lady came through,
because I just don't trust her, you know?
I'm just kidding, but I did.
Honestly, the last thing I hid was Christmas presents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, if you want to talk like, you know, metaphorically, I hid that I knew that my wife wasn't getting me shit for my birthday. I didn't like let her know that I knew that she didn't buy me nothing. So I hid that and I acted surprised when she showed up with a shirt. But last thing I legitimately hid was Christmas presents.
Okay. And you hide those from your kids because they go hunting for them, I guess?
Yeah, but they're at that, they're like 5 and 7. So I know that they're not really good lookers and I can kind of hide in obvious places with just putting like a plastic bag on top of it. So I haven't had to like do that real hiding where you got to put it under 7 layers of blankets in the back of a closet. No, I just put it in the closet in the bathroom, but I just put like a bag on top of the bag. So you know, they didn't notice.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know, I feel like that is something that a lot of people do, which is hide packages from, or at least Christmas packages from kids. Does anybody else here have kids? No,
certainly nobody? Not me.
Not I.
Hey, ring the bell for my mistakes. I got kids. Ring the bell.
I was about to ring the bell, but I never ring it when people tell me to, so no bell. All right. It is now time for question number three. Question number three. What should my catchphrase be?
What that hat do?
What that hat do? Why do you think? Why do you think pretty
good.
Why do you think of why that hat? Why that catchphrase?
Okay, first off, like you have that hat on, and I've never really seen anybody rock a hat that shade of green.
Okay.
Right. So if you're out here rocking odd color hats with weird bends in the bill, I think you deserve to ask other people what that hat do, though.
Oh, so I'm asking people what they think of my hat or how it affects them.
You can judge anybody's hat. If you've got the balls to walk around with that hat on, then okay. You have earned the right to question what that hat do.
This kind of sounds like you're insulting my hat.
Never.
It is a very distinctive hat, though.
It's a very distinctive hat. It's got qualities.
When you say the word distinctive, do you mean terrible?
No. I mean, I'm
not asking you, Shaq. What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's a grown man.
I don't know a lot of D words either. Distinctive. It's there. It's a thing. It's distinctive.
Got
Nobody
it.
Else is rocking that hat. Promise
That's
you.
True. Nobody else is rocking this hat. No bell. All right. We are moving right along. It is time for question number four.
Okay.
Here it is. Question number four. Are your kids funny?
Are they funny? Yes, they're funny. Yes. My kids are hilarious.
Please explain.
Collectively, they're very different. They're very different. One is my son is just the sweetest child you'll ever meet. So he has like a lot of silly humor.
And give me an example.
Example of my son. He's the boy. He's 7. He's goofy. The things that he thinks are funny, a lot of booty stuff. He likes a lot of booty humor in the house with him. A lot of booty humor. And my daughter, the 5-year-old, she was a thug in a past life.
Okay.
So she just walked around the house doing like gangster shit. And it's the dichotomy between the two of them where you've got this sweet little boy and then this one that will talk shit. And, you know, I feel like she can back it up. So I'm going to laugh with her. Because I swear she's been here before. So, and she wasn't a good person last time around. So, the difference in their humor when you put them together is just like, all right, you guys got me. And because of my job, they are constantly trying to find ways to, you know, be funny, make me laugh, or whatever. They try hard. Well, one tries hard. The other one naturally doesn't give a F, and that's hilarious to me.
So the kid who does booty humor, can you give an example of one of the booty jokes that your kid might do?
He's in the other room. I can hear him right now. He likes to do a lot of booty dancing, right?
Oh.
So he'll say something like, "Hey Dad, what do cows do when they hear music?" And then he'll stand up and poke his butt out and go, "Move," and shake his butt.
You know what? I'm going to say Bell. I think that is a solid 5-year-old booty joke.
There's a lot of booty and diarrhea jokes.
Oh, I'm here for it.
I hadn't heard the word diarrhea outside of, like, you know, an ailment in like 20 years. And then they learned that word, and I had to spend 2 weeks listening to diarrhea jokes. And I'm here for it.
All right. I'm with you. It is now time for question number 5. Question number 5. Will we ever be safe?
From what?
I guess you get to decide.
Nah. We'll never be safe.
Can you explain?
Yeah, man. Like that's kind of part of the human condition, is that we're never safe. You know, that's what motivates us to build houses and cars and do all these things. Even if we are safe, we're going to have that thing in our mind that we're not safe. There's always somebody's out to get us. That's just who we are. So even in the safety of my house right now, I don't feel safe. I don't feel, you know, we got a house, front yard, backyard, walls, a ceiling on top. And at any moment, white folks can come kick it in and take this shit. We ain't never safe. It don't matter. It don't matter, man. We're always in fear of someone or something outside of our control changing our status.
Wow. I get why are white people after us so much, Rachel and Christine?
I don't know.
I wish I could tell you.
I can't answer that. We're women, so it's not really us.
Not you.
We're the boys.
Exactly. Not
they
you.
Are, they're people. After you. We like you. We're just chilling.
Oh, that's
white,
right.
It's the white people that wear weird hats. Those are the ones I'm worried about. Like
there is a tried and true tradition of white women liking black dudes. So I hear you.
And the feeling is mutual.
All right, I'm gonna give you a bell because that was all truth. Okay, now time for question number 6. It is your last question that you have to answer on the show.
Okay,
here it is. How are your gardening skills,
bro?
Hmm?
I'm killing it.
Oh, really? Tell me.
Killing.
Explain.
It. Well, I mean, I'm killing everything in my yard.
Oh, good turn. I like
me too.
It.
Here's the thing. Like, actually, it's funny you mention that because I just planted a new pine tree about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not growing fast enough, but it's still alive. So that's a plus.
It's not growing fast enough for your liking or compared to other trees?
For my liking. Like, the website said that they grow fast, and I'm like, this is still the same size as it was 3 weeks ago when I put it in here. I needed to do something already. But I've also got a fig tree that we planted 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we have a garden that we've tried to run the last couple of years. And last year, it did exceptionally well. Well, the tomato plant did exceptionally well. Everything else died, but that became the tomato plant's garden. And it produced a whole bunch of those, you know, like those small tomatoes, the little ones that you get in the yellow plastic thing, like a bunch of those size tomatoes. We got a bunch of those. We've done basil really well in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
It's great. I love having fresh basil to put in our food. So look, I do all right. This pine tree, the jury's still out, but our fig tree's been producing figs. It's just, I live in Austin, and the weather here is kind of rough for fruit bearing foliage. You know, like we have a snowstorm come through 2 years ago, right after I plant the tree. And it's like, I don't think this something's going to make it. And it survives. And then it starts producing figs. And then the heat of the summer just completely wilted it up.
Oh.
So it's hard to maintain, at least for me. I don't know. Maybe there's some people out there that know some, you know, irrigation things that I don't know, but, you know, just a brother with a water hose, I ain't been able to grow no weed. I've been trying. Those plants just never seem to do shit. I tried to grow an apple tree. That didn't do nothing, but I got a pine tree that's living, a fig tree, and I grow the shit out of some tomatoes and some basil.
Is it that you're picking the wrong vegetation for your climate?
Look, I don't make decisions in this house. She brings it home. I make it grow. You know, it's whatever.
All right. You know, I'm going to give you a bell. I'll tell you why. It's because it was an entertaining story, and I really enjoyed it. So there you go.
Thank
you. No problem. No problem at all. You've answered all six questions. Thank you very much. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me on social media _ Aaron Cheatham. Last name is C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M.
Okay.
And Beatham Cheatham _ Aaron Cheatham.
All right. Well, look for Aaron Cheatham, everybody. Go Thank get him. Go get Aaron Cheatham.
Go get me.
Unless you're white people trying to kick down his door.
Don't do that. Don't get me.
Everybody else, though. All right, Aaron, you have answered all six questions. Thank you. And now it's time to decide whether you get $5. As always, we canvass the room. Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Aaron get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I think Aaron should get $5 because the phrase booty jokes made me laugh a lot. Well, internally.
You like saying booty a lot, though, Shaq.
I don't think, I don't know. That's not really a thing I say a lot.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, you say ass, not booty, I guess. Oh, and Rachel says yes, but she can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. What do you know, Rachel? You're not around me all the time.
Enough.
All right. Anyway, yes, he should get it.
All right. Yes, he should get $5. Okay, let's keep going. What do you think, Christine? Should Aaron get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I think yes. We got some very entertaining stories about gardening, his children. We got the quip about the hat. Mm-hmm. I think all in all, it was great.
All right. Got a big fan over there in Christine land. All right. Rachel, what do you think? Should Aaron get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Yeah, you know what? I realized that in the last several recordings, I've been on a bit of a streak saying no quite a lot. But I think this time I'm going to say yes, because, I got to hear the word diarrhea a bunch. I thought that was pretty funny.
Okay.
And, I really like that, he has a fruit tree, big fan of fruit trees, and, yeah, he should get the $5.
All right. Okay. Sounds like you're on his side. Well, the last person we need to check with is you, Aaron. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I'm going to have to agree with the good whites and say, yes, I do. Yeah. And you know what? You can, on your tax write-off, you can say this was reparations. This was you putting $5 towards reparations right here.
Oh, well, but I'm not white.
It doesn't matter. You can
identify. Black people don't give other black people reparations. What are you talking about?
Listen, this is a whole nother wormhole we're going to go down, and I don't think we don't have enough time for us to go down this rabbit hole right now.
No $5. Way to go, man. You blew it at the end. You're about to give $5. Give other black people reparations? What? But you were great guests on the show. Thank you very much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate this.
We have to wrap up the show. So, Shaq, let me ask you, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that Aaron is a man of many talents.
Okay.
Good father, mm-hmm. Subpar gardener.
Okay.
And comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing special, I guess. Everybody, check us out at 6UnSeemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.